Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We were meant to have this conversation yesterday, so we are getting reports that SASSA Social Relief of Distress Grant beneficiaries have been complaining about non-payment of approved October payments. On the line with us is SASSA spokesperson Paseka Letsatsi. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Letsatsi. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and thanks for having me.
Do we have an update on whether some of these grant recipients have all received their October payments or not?
Yeah, let me just give you that update quickly. Mm-hmm. We have about 8.5 million beneficiaries who are approved for April, and it's less than a percentage of that 8.5. We have about 15,000 beneficiaries who were flagged, and I maybe just take 2 seconds to explain. Mm-hmm. They were flagged, these beneficiaries, because there's a suspicion of fraudulent activities mm-hmm. taking place in mm-hmm. their account. Mm-hmm. And I think I want to make it very clear that we don't suspect that, we are not saying that they have committed fraud, but there's a suspicion of fraud, fraudulent activities taking place in their account.
So we are aware of the fact that as a department, you've been doing some work behind the scenes to try and, you know, eliminate the fraudulent activities that are happening within your system. So it's an entire system problem. In the meantime, for someone who finds themselves in the middle of this, who may not necessarily be the one defrauding SASSA, is a beneficiary, and perhaps they find themselves being unfortunate, it's your details, therefore you're not getting paid. How can they go about making sure that they, you know, they inform you that, look, help me, but I still need to get paid? What's the process there?
No, we do understand, Pimile, because in some instances, it's not the beneficiary.
Yes.
It's someone trying to, mm-hmm. but you can imagine the situation which we find ourselves in. We don't know if it's you or it's not you. But what we simply do, we request beneficiaries to do the biometrics. And I'm sure when I had discussions with you some weeks back, we said that we got a very serious pushback where people don't want to do the facial recognition. And we thought it's important for us to make sure that when there is a suspicion, we do beneficiary education so that people understand that it's in their interest. And it is also in the interest of SASSA to make sure that we know that the money goes to the rightful person. We just want them to understand that when we identify that activity, we just send you to do facial recognition so that we are 100% sure that we're not taking the money of the state mm-hmm. down the drain.
So how is, you know, just let's park those who are obviously complaining right now, but let's talk about the investigations currently underway. What are you finding and how widespread is this? We were talking the other day to university students who went to Parliament to, you know, to present their little case study, and that was frightening. The stats were frightening. How far are you? I know that there was a commitment for you by yourselves to go and do your own investigation. How far are you with those investigations?
The investigations are ongoing. Remember, we are expected to go back to Parliament to report back to Parliament. Mm-hmm. But I would be very much careful not to put the cart before the horse, because the investigation is supposed to give us a preliminary report. So I would appeal that we wait for that report to be presented before we say anything, because we may not know what will be the outcome of the report. But I can assure you, Pamela, that the investigation as we're talking are taking place.
I just want you to perhaps guide someone who really right now is desperately trying to get some money and resolve this thing. What do they do? How can you assist them?
Those who are desperate can simply call our toll-free number, and they must call it. I mean, during office hours, they would get our call center agent who would then be able to interact with them. But we think that it's important because people need this money. We need to make sure that when you are asked to do certain things, like, for example, verify your ID, do the facial recognition or your account number, because these fraudsters, people are very, they are just moving very fast. They can just simply change your account number. Mm-hmm. And when the money is paid in the account of a person who doesn't deserve to do it, they can just be in contact with us and we'll then be able to help them.
So just generally, what would have been the red flags on your side? What, a change of a bank account and not notifying you? You know, where do people usually fall short?
We just wanted to make the life easy of the applicants, and we said if people want to change their banking details, they are free to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We also understand that people lose their phones, phones get lost and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We said, let's allow them to do that. Let people change their phone numbers. Let people change their account number, because we can't compel you to be married to one bank for the rest of your life.
Mm.
And somebody somewhere said, this is an opportunity.
Mm.
I can simply go there, change the bank account, change the cell phone number, so that when the money goes in, it doesn't reflect in your phone number. It reflects in the account. They know the money has gone through and they withdraw it. Hence, we introduced this stringent measures. We know that people are complaining, but unfortunately, you know, I don't want to come back here again in the next 3-4 months.
Mm.
And say SASSA has flushed down the drain millions and millions of money, and I'll be biting my tongue here in terms of explaining. That's why we want to hold together with the communities, together with the applicants. We know that it may be a tedious and painful process, but it's meant to make sure that the public purse is protected.
I appreciate your time, SASSA spokesperson Paseka Litsatsi.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.